You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? I got some news for you. Trump really screwed the pooch on this one. The first thing he ever did that caught my attention as wrong was doing the illegal bombings. Yeah, he performed illegal bombings because he didn't wait to ask for Congress's approval. As far as I understand, that's 100% true. They showed him the pictures. He didn't like what he saw in the pictures. And he's like, screw it. Bomb him. What about Congress? No. Bombed him. Screw Congress. Like, okay. All right. Dude, this guy... Dude, he has done so much. And I know I keep saying dude, but dude. Dude. There's just so much stuff going on right now. Dude, straight up. What's his name? I'm sorry. There's a lot going on and I'm trying to... Okay, I found a tweet for you from me. To let you know that these are reasons why Trump should resign or be impeached. A... He violated the Constitution via illegal bombings without Congress approval. B, he supports Monsanto. Yes, there are documents that prove that he supports Monsanto. Trump admins have come out and said, you know what? We back Monsanto all the way. Trump backs Monsanto all the way. C, Trump supports Planned Parenthood. At first he didn't. Then they spent money against him. So he saw that they put up 73,000 plus to oppose him, and he went and kissed their butts. What kind of leader is that? Not a very good leader, if you ask me. D, he interfered with several investigations, including the Las Vegas shooting, which you guys all know that I was on top of since day one. Well, actually, since day seven or eight, because I waited a while. I didn't want to process it. I didn't even want to think about it. And then I had to be asked to look at what happened. I found them answers. They didn't like what they were hearing, and so they tried to shut me down. And they said that it wasn't Lombardo's fault, which I kind of believe, but he still went along with it. And keep in mind, he's the sheriff. He can arrest anybody in that county that comes through there breaking the law like that. Doesn't matter how many people are with him. He's got plenty of cop buddies. And if they are all conspiring against him, I mean, that's a whole other thing. Then guess what you do? You go way over their heads. And if that doesn't work, you go even higher. If that doesn't work, you go even higher than that. I mean, that's just what you do, right? Right. At least that's what you're supposed to do. But... Now, there's a lot of sheriffs who are down for the cause with these whole fake shooting things. And they all go with the fact. And they say that you don't want this kind of thing to land in your lap. So I guess what? The option was to die? I guess that was option B. Option A, you can take the deal. Option B, kiss your sorry ass goodbye. I mean, like, is that what the deal is? Oh, man. But, I mean, why wouldn't he pull out his gun and start shooting people? They're threatening his life. But I'm sorry, but I would have pulled out my gun. I would have started shooting people right then and right there. I mean, right? Isn't that what the sheriff's is like? That's what being the sheriff is all about. Pow, pow, pow. You're dead. I mean, I'm not even over-exaggerating this crap. If somebody threatens your life, that's a stand your ground state as far as I understand. Am I wrong? Hold up, let's look this up. Yes, the answer is yes. Nevada is a stand your ground state. Just for an example, and keep in mind this is only an example scenario, a person in a home or vehicle in Nevada may use deadly force against another person merely for trying to break in, whether or not the intruder had any intent to kill the occupant. So to the person that broke into my house, I could have killed that person right then and right there. But instead, I punched the person in their face. They didn't want no more after that. They were like, you punched me. I'm like, well, what did you expect me to do? You punched me first. You broke into my house and you punched me whenever I pushed you out. I could have killed you. Is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted? You wanted to take the easy way out? Like, I don't understand. What's your point here? What are you getting at? So look. Nevada is a stand your ground state. So yeah, Trump interfered with several investigations. He interfered with the Russian collusion investigation, which was a farce investigation. So that kind of counts and it kind of doesn't at the same time. It's kind of like a, well, you said collusion and that's what you were investigating and that doesn't exist. So can you really interfere with that? I mean, if it's BS to begin with, but hey, I'm not the law dog behind those kind of laws. Those are like way above my pay scale. But I will tell you this. It's still an infraction of the law, technically. So, whether you enforce that or not is up to the Supreme Court. That's just if you ask me. And also, if you ask me, he should be facing Supreme Court trials for this. He should be facing Supreme Court trials for a lot, especially the violation of the Constitution via illegal bombings without Congress approval. If that's 100% fact. But you can't believe what you read all the time. So, I'll just go ahead and say, he's a constitution violator whether you like it or not, because also, he supports violating the Second Amendment, which is F. We have skipped all the way over E, but we have jumped straight to F. He supports violating the Second Amendment. And by that, I also want to point out that he invited Twitter and other social media executives, right? And these are also people who have rallied against free speech. They have actively rallied against free speech. They have banned me over several accounts. I'm talking about at least 20 accounts now. I've been straight up banned from Twitter because of free speech. Now, I understand what I may have said may have crossed a couple lines here and there, but you know, if I really had broken a law, I would probably be sitting in prison right now, but I'm not because I have not broken any laws. Words do not constitute an offense, okay? You understand that there? Now, we're gonna also talk about words and how they might constitute an offense, because keep in mind, words alone don't constitute an offense. But whenever you're lying and you flat out lie about something, plain bold-faced lie about something, the way Trump has lied over and over and over and over and over again. And I don't care if you're a supporter of Trump or not, because you guys who have listened to me, you all know I supported Trump the hardest. I worked so hard to get him into office because it was anything but Hillary Clinton. And you all know that. And if you don't, now you do. But I have now reverted back to, you know what? I'm Team Chance, not Team Trump. Never. And here's why. He will not convict Soros. And I'm sorry, if you're gonna lie and you're gonna say, because we gotta go back to F, because I gotta finish the point on F here before people say, oh my God, he's crazy, he didn't finish the point. No, the point of the matter is that he invited these people who violate the First Amendment, freedom of speech, plus they also want to ban guns, okay? Now he has said, okay, these people are no good, big tech bias, blah, 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 blah. But then he invites them into the White House for them to be heard. He didn't invite me to the White House to be heard. You know why? Because he's going to hear, don't sign it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't sign it. He don't want to hear that right now. He invited the NRA. Oh, big whoop. Great. What about all the veterans that served that would love to protect their rights to have their guns? Let's say that they have PTSD. But they also know that people don't like veterans that are coming in from other countries and want to violate veterans' rights. Do you think that they're gonna stand for the violation of the First Amendment? It's the First Amendment. Freedom of speech, right? And also to stand for a violation of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, free of background checks and all this BS. You know what? If I'm living in a stand your ground state, and I need a gun to defend myself against somebody else who's coming in with a gun, then guess what? I'm gonna grab a gun. Now, what if somebody comes in with a gun, okay? But based on background checks, I can't own a weapon. But I grab this gun from this person, and then I shoot them to death with this gun, right? And as violent as this sounds, this is a very real scenario that could happen. Let's say I grab that gun and I shoot that person to death because they have broken into my house. They have violated my sanctity, my home, my peace of mind. My safety. So bam, I switch the safety off and pow, 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 right? Bam, they're dead, right? So what happens then? Am I convicted for defending myself in a stand your ground state because I didn't have rights to own a weapon or possess a weapon? Like, really? 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 You want to go ahead and do that, Trump? Really? Wow. Oh my God. And look, I'm not here to bash Trump. I really am not here to bash any of my constituents who are running for office. But I be darned if I am not going to say anything about something that's happening. This is happening. This is real life. They are inching their way to violating all of your rights. They want to violate every single one of them, especially the First Amendment and especially the Second Amendment. Because they want to come and they want to be able to do whatever they want to do to you without you being able to rightfully defend yourself with a firearm, with an equalizer, in other words. I mean, now granted, I could pick up a guitar and smash it over somebody's head. I could pick up a computer screen and smash it over. I could pick up the TV and chuck it at somebody, right? But oh, I can't grab a weapon and defend myself in a stand your ground state. I can't use deadly force with a firearm. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Somebody who grew up and shot guns his whole life, I would say, ever since I was like knee high, since I was like 6 or 7 years old, I've been shooting guns. Dude, at the age of 7, I owned, what is it, a 14 gauge? It wasn't a 12 gauge, it was a 14 gauge. Dude, I owned a rifle. There was like a couple guns that my dad had bought for me. But I definitely remember the 14 gauge. Dude, this thing was so powerful. Whenever I shot it, I was kneeling down and I was shooting it. Now keep in mind, I'm a kid, right? Put it up to your shoulder, hold it up to your shoulder, snug, right? I shot, bam. Oh, bruised my shoulder, flew back onto my butt in the back of the truck. I shot from inside of the back of the truck. Pow! Man, I was a little thing. I wasn't just a kid. I was like a runt kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I got picked on all the time and called shrimp in school because I was so small. Now imagine a small little, less than 100 pounds, like 60, 70 pounds at 6 or 7 years old, trying to hold a shotgun and blast somebody with or a target with it, I mean. Sorry. I'm trying to... Yeah. I'm sorry. Woo! I get really worked up over this. And I just want, like, everybody to realize also that Kaia Jones was sent out by the Donald Trump administration, by Donald Trump himself, who Kaia Jones was also at the Las Vegas shooting, right? First things first, she's at the Las Vegas shooting. Second things second, she's out speaking about your right to bear arms. And now Trump backtracks and says, oh, no, this makes sense. We need background checks. We need background checks to get it out of the hands of crazies. And now I've also heard that he wants to use Amazon, the Amazon Echo and the Google Home to monitor people who are deemed mentally insane somehow. If you have a mental disability, if you have any kind of disability, from what I understand, he now wants to monitor you through your Google Home and your Echo. Now, whether he's going to get away with that or not, that's a whole nother deal. But I tell you what, if you ever think you are going to strip any of my rights away from me, I have one phrase for you. Don't tread on me.